This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass. Macca.
There's an event that goes on at the Australian Open, and we're going to speak to the founder of that, Rowan Sousa, in just a second. It's called the LGBTIQ, Pat, I don't know, Glam Slam. Good morning, Rowan, and welcome. Good
morning. Is that a bit of a play on words, Macca? Glam Slam.
It is.
And Grand Slam?
Yes. Well,
that's exactly right. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure.
It's nice to be here.
And is this... I know last year Sally Capp, Lord Mayor, spoke to us about the Glam Slam.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the second one or the third, or has it been going on?
So this is the second Glam Slam that's played at Melbourne Parks. It's the second one that's been integrated into the Australian Open with our partnership with Tennis Australia. Sally Capp presented our awards last year, and she's amazing, as you know, having her on so often. And it just shows the level of support we're getting from different organisations about diversity and inclusion at the Australian Open.
So tell us what it is. What is Glam Slam?
So basically the Glam Slam is part of the GLTA, the Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance worldwide tour. So there are roughly 100 tournaments around the world run by not-for-profit LGBTI tennis organisations. It's a constantly growing organisation. Tennis is a sport that really attracts a lot of players, and the GLTA puts on amazing tournaments. And a few years ago I thought, well, we live in Melbourne and we have the most amazing sporting facilities here. We're the sporting capital of the world. Let's have a tournament the Australian Open.
Yeah.
And it's worked out really well. You may have seen in The Age the other day, they described me as cheeky. And that's really been what's important to get us to this point as well. Being a little bit cheeky, asking for stuff, getting involved with Tennis Australia, getting involved with Tennis Victoria, the City of Melbourne.
So I did see that article, Rowan, and I saw that you actually invited Margaret Court to come and play tennis with you.
Well, you know, the narrative around Margaret Court has been sort of bubbling and rumbling away for a number of years now. And what it tends to do is detract from the actual purpose of the Australian Open, and detracts from the actual purpose of having LGBTI tournaments as well. It becomes more about her and what she needs and what she wants. And it sort of also ruins tennis in a little bit, because then people feel, which is rightly so, they feel if they come to the Australian Open and they see her, they have to boo. And, you know, that's maybe justifiable given the terrible thing she says, but I'd really like that not to have to be the case. So I'd really like that to if we could sort the situation out so that people could come and just enjoy the tennis. There are a lot of people, myself, my team.
That's a little bit contradictory though. How can you invite people to come to an LGBTI tennis event and also invite Margaret Court and expect them to all sort of sit happily next to each other?
Oh, well, and no, that's a great question. That's a really, really great question. You know, in this world, we constantly have this sort of, like, we're all against each other, but I think it's not Palestine here. You know, I think we can find a common ground. I met Margaret Court. I was lucky enough to be...
I saw your selfie with her.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and it was not easy. It's not easy going up to her. My heart was racing and it was tough. I went up to her and I explained who I was, what I did. And I did say to her, you know, we do recognise that you have won the most Grand Slams of any human being ever. And but I did say to her that the comments that she made were hurtful and did turn people off participating tennis. My thing is that because she is a distraction and because it's about her, what we do is we give her an opportunity to go on that journey of acceptance. And it is a journey for all of us, whether it be self-acceptance, whether it be our family when we come out. But we give people that opportunity, whether she takes it or not, is up to her. We use the line, the ball's in her court. And, you know, it's really important that we try and bring people together, because that's what I think sport's about, and that's what I think tennis is about. And if we talk about diversity, if we talk about inclusion, I think that includes Margaret Court as well. So it's an invitation for her to come, but it's an invitation to have a nuanced, balanced discussion about tennis and about inclusion. And it's an opportunity for her to moderate her views, to learn about who we are. I don't think she's spent a lot of time with our community. I don't think she's seen how much fun the Glam Slam is. I don't think she has seen how nice we are. You know, and when I met her, she's not an evil person. She's not a terrible person. She was quite
just doesn't like what you are.
That's what her words that are reported in the media seem to indicate. And those are the words that she says. You know, she lives in a bubble, and she's not the only one saying
this.
We
all live in bubbles.
She's not, and a very unusual bubble. But she's not the only one saying these terrible things. There are people up and down this country who are saying things that she's saying, and worse. And they cause enormous damage to a lot of people, and they cause a lot of fear out there as well. I'm just trying to find a way in which we can change the narrative so that it becomes about practical efforts about diversity and inclusion, as opposed to just about Margaret Court.
I've got we actually did a limited edition mug, a Saturday Magazine mug.
Yes.
With a picture of Margaret on it and one of her quotes, "Tennis is full of lesbians."
Yes.
So I'll make sure I get one. I'll check when we finish. There might be one outside.
Fantastic.
But I'll make sure we give one, and you can actually give it to her. I did send her one.
Did you?
I did send her one. And I know it was delivered, but whether she actually threw it against the wall straight away or whether she uses it every day, I don't know.
Look, you know, I think one thing I would really like to point out is, in this world, we talk constantly about the effect of social media and media, and we make judgments on people's personalities based upon their media presence, what's said, the narrative that is weaved by journalists that gives someone gives people the impression of someone who someone is. And I think that's certainly the case with Margaret Court. I'm not excusing what she says. I'm not lessening the impact. But, you know, when you meet her in person, she's not that evil person. And I think there is hope there. That's what I'm trying to say. I think there's scope for her to actually moderate her views. I think we should give her the opportunity to.
Oh, okay.
The mug would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Rowan, she recently conducted a sermon in her own church in Perth, and I actually did hear segments of that.
Yes.
And she actually very directly and deliberately attacked members of our community.
Yes, and those comments were repulsive, and those comments need to be called out. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't get an opportunity to change. And that's all we're doing with our invitation. I'm not going to say she's going to change. I'm not going to say she's going to say bad things again. But it's giving her an opportunity to join us. You know, starting a war with Margaret Court, I don't think there are going to be any winners with that. And that's something that I think that we're just trying to change the narrative around tennis to make it a fun place, which is what it should be.
It sounds like the Glam Slam idea sounds like a fun idea.
Yes.
I'm not quite sure how it got confused with this Margaret Court debate, though. How did that happen?
Well, I think what happened is, because we're the diversity and inclusion event at the Australian Open, what would happen is naturally we're asked for comments about Margaret Court. And, you know, what we're providing, people always talk about a safe place in tennis and everywhere we go, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to provide a safe place, and Tennis Australia really supporting us with a huge amount of assets and a huge amount of support. And not only is it a safe place, but it's also a place to thrive as well. So we have players, we have 200 players from 35 different countries coming to Melbourne and enjoying the facilities we have here and really thriving and really growing and really enjoying the game of tennis.
That sounds fantastic, but how can it be a safe place if one of the people that you're inviting to participate in your event in fact makes unsafe comments?
She won't go.
No, it's not that, but she can come, but it's an opportunity for her to see. We shouldn't be scared. If we have 3,000 people at Show Court 3, our Pride Arena for our finals, surely those 3,000 people, those voices can drown out one ill-informed, religious nut.
Yeah, she won't. she won't come. She won't. Look, I think the event is really important. Sorry, I had a look. I don't have the mug here, but I'll make sure.
Fantastic.
I get it for you, but you did get a sat mag one. I think it's a great event because I wasn't aware, you know, that this is an event of you know, dozens, hundreds.
200
around the world. I think that's really, you know, a great initiative. And, you know, for Tennis Australia, who are not as courageous as I think they should be.
What do you think they could do more?
Well, I think, well, Tennis Australia can't rename the arena. Mm-hmm. It's the Tennis Centre Trust that can.
Mm.
And they should. And they should.
I think they should too.
What we're thinking is there is rationale for renaming the arena, from where I come from, that I can't affect that. But what I can do is produce an event that has an impact on people's lives and that provides opportunities for people to play practical events. You know, that is a fringe issue, I believe, renaming the stadium. If we can show more positive practical effects that actually are on the ground, that are immediate, then I think that's a better way to go.
Yeah.
Rowan D'Souza, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
Explaining. And for the event. I think it's a really important event.
Yeah, and explain to us what the LGBTI Glam Slam is.
Yes. And if you want to look us up online, it's glamslammelbourne.com.
Yeah. Fantastic. Glamslam.com.
No, glamslammelbourne.com.
Melbourne.com, I apologise. Thank you very much, Rowan D'Souza. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Yes.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.